All right, we've now been joined by our race winner, Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12, Menards Penzoil Ford. And we know that everyone is obviously on deadline and looking for some comments from Ryan. So we'll just open up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll start with Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport Magazine. Two for you, Ryan. First, how big is this victory for you, not just as your first win as a member of Team Penske, but the timing of being able to pull this off today with the playoffs and knowing that you were in a precarious position coming into it?
Yeah, we were, that's kind of one of the thoughts in the back of our head, and the strategy for the race was, really don't give up stage points and try to maximize on that side of it. And we did a really good job of the strategy of being able to win that second stage stretch it on fuel and win that stage. That was really big for us. That kind of set up our whole day. Even though we had to go to the back and pit again, we were able to kind of put ourselves in a spot to where towards the end of the day we were just racing the 88 and 14, and we were just riding, right in front or behind in the 88, just because we didn't want to let him out of our sight. So when he pitted towards the end of the race, we pitted it just to stay on the same strategy. Same with 14. But we put ourselves in a spot to capitalize on something happening, and we did. But really big to be able to win for Roger. Obviously that's not the way I'd want to do it. Obviously I want to go out and dominate the race. These whenever you win something like this, it's a weird feeling. I don't really want to call it an undeserved feeling, but it's just kind of an odd feeling, but we put ourselves in a good spot. But no, it was worked out for us. But yeah, when I was running third, I was just thinking about points. We were good on points, and I was just cool with riding around in third. But then that situation happened, and we happened to be there.
You're a history buff. This race had shades of the last lap of the 1976 Daytona 500. Thoughts there from the driver's seat, and what are you thinking as all of a sudden you see Truex and Jimmy start going every which way?
Coming out of when I got out of the bus stop, I could still see him through the oval 3 and 4, and they were really close to each other. Jimmy was almost pushing him. I'm like, they might get physical here, and I don't know what happened. By the time I got to him, or by the time I was able to see something, Jimmy was sideways, and I'm sure they just tried to outbreak each other, and which you can't blame them. They're going for the win, of course. And so when I was thinking they were kind of sitting there, I almost wrecked trying to get through the chicane as fast as I could, just because you're trying to make up time and try to seize the moment. But it was kind of just disbelief. I didn't really know what. You're just kind of shocked that something like that happens and that you're lucky to be in that spot. Luck has not been on our side very often. And sometimes you find a nut, but it was good to have happened. It's just not good that happened. It just, luckily it worked out for us.
All right, Brendan.
Hey, Ryan. Brendan Marks from the Charlotte Observer. First off, congratulations.
Thanks.
Second, we've heard a lot about this race the past few months, weeks leading up to it. Now that it's over, regardless of the finish, how would you describe it overall, and would you consider it a success?
Yeah, it was a tough race. I'm pretty worn out. The racetrack is really, really difficult. A lot of hard racing. I think the only thing, there's a few things I'd like to see change as far as, the speed bumps and stuff and the curbs. I'd like to see that be a little bit different as far as the way they shape them and mount them. It was really hard to pass. I thought there was very few passing zones, so that was pretty difficult. But I think you can tweak on it. Nothing's ever perfect, especially the first time you try something new. So I don't want to. I'm definitely not going to bash it. And that's not even me. If I wouldn't have won the race, I wouldn't bash it because I thought it had potential. And I know a lot of people bashed it leading up to it, but it was definitely hectic at times. But a really tough racetrack, but you can tweak on it, make some changes, and I think keep progressing it, and it could get better and better.
All right, Bob, do you have a question?
Bob Pocker, ESPN. I had two. The first is, were you curious of how they were going to score you after the accident in turn one, and How pleased were you about where they put you?
Yeah, I was pretty confident they were going to put me back behind the 88 because that's where we were. It was kind of right at the last scoring loop there when the caution came out, and I was pretty confident they were going to put me back to where we should be, and I thought they made the right call there. And I was more worried about the damage we got. I kind of clipped somebody with my right front tire, and it spun the wheel really fast out of my hands, and I was like, I broke something, and the toe was kind of out. So that worried me, and it was there was damage all down the right side of the door, and I was worried about it rubbing, but you couldn't pit. I mean, you pit, you go back to 25th, and you're out of the points. So, but yeah, I figured they would put us back up there where we belonged because that was, you know, going back to scoring loop, and that's where we were at.
And you said, you know, you don't blame Jimmy for going for it, but it cost him a shot. It cost him a playoff spot. So, I mean, does it surprise you that somebody would go for a win when, you know, if he finishes second, he's still running for a championship?
Yeah, I didn't know where his spot was. I didn't know his position in the race. He didn't either. Oh, yeah, I didn't know where he was sitting. But yeah, I can't speak on it just because I'm not him. I don't, you make decisions every single second behind the race car, and sometimes really hard decisions, and sometimes the will to win is too high to just sit there and run second. So I can't really give you a good thought on that just because I'm not Jimmy Johnson.
All right, Steve.
Steve Connolly, podiumfinish.net. Ryan, coming to that restart where they crashed in turn one, did you have a feeling that that was going to happen at some point in time? And were you a little surprised that from your position you were able to get through there with little to no damage?
Yeah. So the restart's so tough because you don't run the chicane on the front stretch and you just run the normal restart zone. So by the time you're going so much faster than when you come out of that chicane. When you do a restart. So from what I saw, just everybody got in there as deep as the leaders did, the cars that just followed them into there. It's because when you're restarting, you're kind of just judging off of the cars in front of you of where to get on the brakes. Because when you're all jumbled up, you can't see markers. You don't see where you are on the track. You're just going by the guy in front of you. So I figured that was going to happen at some point, and that was kind of the getting down to crunch time and drivers trying really hard to win the race. And I was actually top of three when that happened. And I could not believe that I didn't get more damage or collected. We barely squeezed by. And we didn't even squeeze by. We hit something. But, I know that people were talking about that corner leading up to it. It's just tight and it's slippery getting into that corner. And just drivers racing hard. And stuff happens like that.
All right. Any questions in the press box?
Ryan, Jim Miller, Motorsport.com, congratulations.
Thanks.
Roger mentioned when he was in earlier that he had had a brief conversation with you in Victory Lane, and you seemed especially excited about your prospects for the second round of the playoffs. Could you kind of just assess how you think they've gone so far up until this win today, and what gives you hope and gets you excited about the opportunities in the second round?
Yeah, you know, leading into the playoffs, honestly, we were most nervous about round one. There were some tracks in there that weren't very good for us. Richmond, we struggle at, and here you just didn't know what was going to happen. And we didn't have the best day at Las Vegas, which is usually a good track for us. But, yeah, this is the round I was worried about. We did a great job today, you know, before the last couple cautions of putting ourselves in a spot to move on to the second round. And the reason why, you know, he and I were talking about the second round is I think there's some good tracks there for us. Dover, we always run pretty decent at. Talladega, our speedway cars are pretty good. And then Kansas, I think, has been one of our best racetracks for sure, especially in the Cup Series. So I'm looking forward to the second round. And the third round, there's been some tracks there that are good for us too. But, the first round we were worried about just because some places we struggle and some of the unknowns. But second round, hopefully it goes well. It's just good tracks for us. That's really all we were talking about is places that we have run decent at. Even though it's a wild card like Talladega, I think our speedway stuff's okay. So hopefully we can just stay out of trouble there.
Any other questions in the press box? All right. We'll come back downstairs. Any final questions downstairs? Okay, we'll go Peter and then, or Dustin and then Peter. We'll wrap up with you.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. A couple questions, Ryan. First off, although there were unknowns going into this race, did anything surprise you about how it went, or how the race went, or what you went through today?
Surprised me. Really, the only thing that surprised me was the ending. I didn't expect that to happen. But as far as the racing today, or what the track kind of went to, not really. You know, nothing really shocked me as far as the racetrack went or how things raced. I thought it was pretty much of what we thought. I thought it was calmer than what it was going to be. You know, I thought there was going to be, you know, the first three quarters of this race was pretty calm. You know, there wasn't really any pileups or big wrecks or nothing like that. There was a couple cars going off here and there, but and even towards the end, there wasn't massive wrecks or nothing like that. So you really just had that one. And so I think maybe that was something different. And I kind of got that feeling yesterday in the Xfinity race, there wasn't really any of that. There wasn't any big pileups. So I think everybody respected each other out there for sure, but at the same time had really hard racing. But nothing really surprised me too much as far as the racing went.
And can you further just kind of explain when you talk about you referenced the undeserved, I think is the word you use, feeling. I mean, obviously I know every racer, like you said, wants to just dominate the field, but I mean, I'm sure there's still a lot of joy, or is it tempered, or can you kind of give me a little better what your fight feeling in that sense?
Yeah, I'm actually happy you asked another question because I didn't think I described it very good the first time. You know, you're happy that it's worked out for you. You're happy you won the race. You're happy for the team to do that. But me personally inside, you know, there's some of me I'm happy. I'm like, all right, you know, this is great. We put ourselves in the spot to do this. But, you know, you don't want people to look at it. And I don't want people to look at it and be like, oh, you just won because the two guys wrecked. And that's what it was. And you don't want to be kind of over joyed about it, I guess, you know, but you have to have some pride in it, I guess. It's a weird feeling. Like I said, I hate using that undeserved word because they deserved it because we put ourselves in that spot. I don't have the vocabulary to describe the feeling, but, you know, it's just a different, I've never won a race like that before. I've never, in any race I've ever been in, quarter midgets, late models, legend cars, I've never been running third and the two guys wreck each other and I win the race. So that's kind of just a weird feeling, but, you know, you enjoy it. You try to be as humble as you can about it because, you know, you know that you weren't the best car today. So I think being humble is a very big part of it. But at the same time, celebrate because, you know, you got to take them how you can get them. And, you know, we did our job and the points to move on to the next round, even if we didn't win the race. So that's something you have to be very proud of. And I think just a bonus is winning the race and things work out for you that way. Hopefully I described it good. It's kind of hard to describe, but
yeah. All right, and we'll take our final question from Peter up front.
Peter Stroud at TSJ Sports. Ryan, being from High Point, talk about the significance of you winning at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yeah, High Point, about an hour up the road. And, you know, we did that. Me and Rutledge did the Racing Roots thing from High Point. That was half of it. So that was really cool to go back home, see some great friends and family, a family I had on the show that, you know, kind of was my second family. Their son, my best friend, was here today. So that was pretty cool to have him out. But, yeah, it means a lot. You know, I consider this a home racetrack for sure, like a lot of guys, but I came here all the time, watched my dad race. And this is the first race my dad's been to in about 6-7 weeks. He finally got a weekend off of racing the All-Stars, and you need to come more often. You might be a good luck charm. But it was cool to have the whole family here. My mother was here. My 6-month pregnant sister was here, so that was good. And we were just missing one of them. But it was cool to have the family here. And but yeah, High Point, and being so close to this place, it brings back a lot of memories whenever I go back home.
Well, Ryan, congratulations on moving on
Thank you guys.
To the round of 12, and congratulations on the win today. We appreciate you spending some time with us.